Eishes Chava Kachava, Rabbitson Farm. The yeshiva Rabbeinu Yisrael Chanan was Rabbi Yosef Venevsky's family. Mamish, this was his house, this was his home. We were his brothers and sisters. And this gathering is the true Kavod HaTorah, which the Gemara says is Adif, more than Limud and more than a Lamed. We want to first thank, if we can, the Gutterman family, who put so many years, extraordinary amount of time and love for Rabbi Yosef Zatzal, and they were his family, Amish. And in the Shemaim, just this past week, he was zocher to say a bracha at the chuppah of their beloved daughter Shulamis. We also want to thank, in inadequate words, the bachurim of the yeshiva who were shomrim for the last 48 hours non-stop, day and night, since the p'tiva. The most unusual, extraordinary expression of chesed shel emes. Kadosh Baruch Hu yishalem tzchachem b'olam hazeh v'olam haba. Before we begin, I want to just mention that the Gemara says a very dire statement about kol talmid chacham shelo nisbat kahalacha. We therefore ask mechila of the niftar if we do not fulfill the halacha requirements which are rightfully due him. We also ask mechila of all those who should speak but are not speaking now. The constraints of time do not allow it. And we do ask all the speakers to please limit themselves to very brief remarks, which we know are inadequate, but because of the constraints of time, do not allow it. But we do plan further gatherings during Shiva, after Shiva, Shloshim, Yahrzeit, and we hope everyone who wants to express his thoughts will be given the opportunity. During Shiva, we will be davening Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv at Rav Yosef Zatzal's home, 213 Bennett Avenue, apartment 2F, Shachris at 8 o'clock, Mincha at 8, and Maariv at 9 o'clock, according to the Pesach Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. I'd like to call for the first maspid, Nisi HaYeshiva, the Rosh HaYeshiva, Harav Agar Nachum Lam Shlita.
Rav Yosef Ranetsky was amongst us and for us a living symbol of the courage of a Ben Torah. He was a man of indomitable courage, who became an outstanding Talmud Chacham. He's a Musmach of our yeshiva. At the same time, he received a PhD from our Bernard Rebbe Graduate School. And all these achievements and many more by one who had to overcome enormous obstacles in order to achieve what he achieved. He was left almost entirely alone in the world, with the outstanding exception of his chaverim and the Bnei Yeshiva, who rallied to him when he needed them, which was almost always, who read for him, who guided him, who cared for him in every which way, his true chaverim. And yet, despite all his obstacles, he managed to reach not only the heights of his intellectual development and potential, his lamdus, but also ethically and morally as a man of Musar. He had a healthy, sanguine outlook on life. His attitude inspired those who worked with him. He was a man who was optimistic, who enjoyed learning, who enjoyed darshaning, who was Mesasek and Machshova as well, and the author of two books, two Svarim. Normally, we describe a man who was visually challenged as he was, as a Sagi Nohar, which of course is a euphemism. Sagi Nohar means a great deal of light, a great deal of sight. But I think in his case, it's not a euphemism. Because from a certain point of view, Yosef Waneski was a Sagi Nohar, a man who was able to see farther and deeper than most people, but in a different way. There's a very real, although subtle, difference in English between sight and vision. Not everyone who has sight has vision, and not everyone who has vision necessarily has sight. And the Ata Sechze, that Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yata sechze mikol ha'om anshe chayu yirei elokim anshe emes v'nei betza. Rashi says, what is ata sechze? Normally we translate, you shall see. And Rashi says, beruach ha'kodesh she'elecha. It was not sight, it was vision. It was avaita kuk, and a deep insight that characterized him. Just as there is physical, optical sight, there is a spiritual, a ruchnius, and prophetic vision. And just as in the spiritual vision there are madregas, it can be a novi, and what can be ruach hakodesh, so it is true in the area, in the realm of vision and insight. And this was a special gift of Rabbi Yosef Waneski. He had wonderful midas tovos, acceptance of his condition. One never heard him complain or grumble. He had genuine friendship that he not only received, but he gave. And he was a makia tova to everyone for everything, no matter how large or how small the gift of attention and of help. Moreover, this capacity for human insight that he possessed was infectious. It inspired others. The Kli Yochai says on the Pasuk V'yata Sechze, Buruach HaKodesh She'alecha, the Kli Yochai adds to the Seini Lamar, She'tashpia al Dayonei Yisrael Min Ruach HaKodesh She'alecha. V'yata Sechze means not only to have vision, but to share it, to share the Ruach HaKodesh, to bestow upon the Dayonim that Moshe was to appoint from his own Ruach HaKodesh, as we read later in Ba'aloska, V'yatsalti Min HaRuach HaSher Alecha, Besanti Alehem. His lot in life was not at all easy. He had to struggle physically, socially, and intellectually, being able to read, and always, to attain his stature. The Ramban on our Parsha Bamidbar asked the question, why was Shevet Levi not like other Shvatim? If you count the number of people, the population, the demographics of the Shvatim, it turns out that Shevet Levi had half as much as the smallest of the Shvatim, namely Manasseh. They had the least amount of people. Why, asked the Ramban, why is it that this Shevet that was Kulay Kodesh, all given over to the Avodas HaMikdash, had a stable population, whereas the others had grown? And he answers interestingly, because Shevet Levi was not part of the Shibud Mitzrayim. They didn't have to work in Mitzrayim. And therefore, when the Rabbanu Shalom said, Kashiyana, so Ken Yirbe, V'Ken Yifrot, if they didn't have the Inui, then they didn't have the Libui. And therefore, while the other Shvatim, because of the fact that they were persecuted, became Yirbe, V'Yifrot, Shevet Levi did not have the Shibud, and therefore they did not have the Bracha of increase. What we learn from this, quite simply, is what the Perek says. Lefum tzara agra. There was no tzar for Shevet Levi. They didn't get the sachar of population. That lesson is very much applicable to the life of our dear Chava Rabbi Waneski. He tasted much bitterness without himself turning bitter. He reached heights of learning and achievement in Torah that few others could attain under such heartbreaking, difficult conditions. And because he struggled, because there was so much tsar that he had to overcome to the point where he hardly realized it was tsar, therefore his sachar, his reward, is great indeed. And as the neshama arises before the Bezin Shalmala, before the Kisei HaKavod, I know that he goes accompanied by all the tokens of his struggle, his unending efforts, his Ahavas HaTorah, his Ahavas HaBriyas, his Ahavas Yisrael. All these are the malachim that will accompany him and be the Melitza Yosha before him, before the Kisei HaKavod. And we hope and pray that his life will always be a lesson, a Musa Haskel, for all Tamidei HaYeshiva and all of us at Yeshiva, and how a Ben Torah is to conduct himself, to face difficulties and overcome them with gentleness, with sweetness, with purity of character, with Midai Zaka Yisad Lema'od. Hey, Nishmas Aitzura, Bitsara Chayim.
Menahel HaYeshiva, Harav Zulun, Chalap Shlita.